This is Inside Texas Tech. I'm Betsy Blaney. I recently sat down with a researcher at the Texas Tech Health Sciences Center who is on the cusp of a vaccine that promises to eradicate a parasitic disease that's been around since 1250 BC. Dr. Afzal Siddiqui has toiled for more than two decades searching for a way to eliminate a devastating parasitic disease. Schistosomiasis has infected an estimated 200 million people in 78 countries. It's found in many sub-Saharan African countries and in Brazil and China. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation recently gave the internal medicine researcher a second grant, allowing him to continue his work on a vaccine for the disease. This grant, awarded last month, is for about $2.4 million. Siddiqui hopes to begin clinical trials on the vaccine in humans next year. Siddiqui says it usually takes about 5 years after clinical trials are completed before the vaccine is available for distribution. His initial schistosomiasis grant from the Gates Foundation in 2014 for about $3.1 million was the first ever for the Health Sciences Center. Though not contagious, schistosomiasis kills about 200,000 people a year. Malaria, the world's deadliest parasitic disease, kills about a million. Siddiqui received a patent on the vaccine in 2015 and hopes to deliver it to those infected for $1 or less per dose.
So this is a pretty important disease. It impacts mostly children and young adults because the way they get infected is that the infection stage of the parasite is in water where they have the snails. So those age groups, say from 3 to 12 years, they have more contact with water and they get infected. And the parasite can live for decades.
The vaccine will prevent infections and treat existing ones. When infected, patients develop distended bellies due to the accumulation of the parasite's eggs inside their bodies. They suffer fatigue and various gastrointestinal issues, including diarrhea. This recent grant allows Siddiqui and his colleagues to test the vaccine to ensure it remains stable over a period of time under specific conditions. The first human trials will be in the U.S. on people not infected to test for adverse effects. The next phase will be done in an African country on those infected. Because there is more than one strain of the parasite, Siddiqui worked to ensure the vaccine would be effective against all schistosomiasis varieties.
So two major ones, they cause the disease of liver and intestine. And the third causes a urinary bladder disease, which can lead to cancer also. And some of them are distributed in different geographical areas and some overlap in Africa. So if you develop a vaccine against one parasite, it's not going to work because you have other parasites which will cause harm. So we spend many, many years coming up with a vaccine which will protect against all major species of the parasite.
Siddiqui's vaccine doesn't target the parasite directly. Instead, it works by inhibiting the parasite's ability to fend off the host's immune system response. Siddiqui says the patent was important in order to keep the vaccine inexpensive and out of the hands of those who might seek to make a profit off of it. Doug Golenbach with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation says, a vaccine for schistosomiasis was thought to be unlikely, but these results are exciting as they suggest feasibility. It could prove to be a transformational tool in our fight against this important neglected disease. For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.